Just open up a window.
That was priority one of the CDC's first air ventilation guidance last month. But some classrooms just don't have windows to crack open. The DeKalb School District has about 102 classrooms without windows. Dan Larson runs campus safety and operations at Waubonsie Community College, and he's been responsible for revamping their air systems to combat COVID-19.
You want to have the best filtration you can on your system. That's number one. Number two, you want to run the maximum amount of outside air you can and still balance the building and still be economically efficient.
Larson says their HVAC is a closed system with fresh air intakes, so they don't even want windows wide open that would bring in pollen. And they've dramatically increased airflow while installing the smallest particle filters they could find. Every building is different, and open windows do help, especially if schools don't have as many resources. But some scientists say there still needs to be better air standards as more students crowd into classrooms. I'm Peter Mudlin.